This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for Kuskokwim River communities from Aniak to Akiak. The ice jam downstream of Napaimute broke free around 2:30 this afternoon. That's according to Aniak resident Dave Cannon. Earlier, Cannon described the ice shifting in front of Aniak during KYUK's afternoon river update. He said a huge ice continuing in flooding. Communities up and down the Kuskokwim River have already started preparing for flooding. Six communities that KYUK contacted are reporting high water, but nothing too serious yet as of Thursday afternoon. Residents have dragged snow machines and other valuable equipment to higher ground. Many villages have designated schools to house people who have to evacuate in case of flooding. Akiachuk will use an old armory in addition to its school gym. Those communities are preparing to maintain social distancing protocols and have sanitizing supplies and masks on hand to prevent a COVID-19 outbreak. Boris Epchuk is a city manager for Kuifluk. The village sits close to the Kuskokwim River. He says he's juggling between managing the flooding and the COVID-19 pandemic. Epchuk says village police have gone house to house to make sure all Kuifluk residents know about the flooding plans. He says another major concern is riverbank erosion with high water and ice drifting down. Epchuk says the community plans to move at least 4 houses from the riverbank sometime this year. Next, in flooding history. Longtime residents of the Kuskokwim River are predicting ice jams and flooding this breakup. To reduce the risk of both, some residents have floated the idea of sanding the river. The process involves dropping sand from a crop duster airplane on the river ice. The dark sand helps soften the ice so it's less likely to jam when it cracks. Sanding hasn't occurred in decades, but one person in Bethel remembers sanding the Yukon River in the late 1970s. Tim Meyer shares this memory.
And I bought a crop duster to haul fish in, and I got this contract for hauling sand the winter before hauling the fish, and it was like, holy cow, what a deal. Prior to me doing this, they've been doing it for years. And they would send someone out and drop bags of red dye on the ice, half mile apart, I don't know. You could see them. So then we'd load the plane up with sand out of Galena a lot, and we just have to fly down and connect the dots. They'd drop all this sand on the river, which rotted the ice a lot more, and the point was that it wouldn't jam there as much. And they were strategically placing it in spots they knew jammed. There was sharp bends in mountainous areas up on the Yukon where it definitely jammed. I know it has to be done after it stops snowing, because if you put all the sand down and you get another 6 inches of snow, it's not worth much, doesn't have much value once it's covered up with snow again. You can't put damp sand in the hopper, it'll never come out. So they had a way, they fired up a big dryer, they dried the sand to powder, and they had an auger that augered it right into the hopper of the plane, and when it was powder dry, it would come out real easy. And I did it for 2 or 3 years up on the Yukon. The Kuskokwim wasn't as much, and the guy that I helped do it had his own planes. They pretty much did the Kuskokwim themselves. You know, and that thing with the Yukon, God, we would load up in Galena, and some of those trips were an hour and a half down, way down river. It was ridiculous to sit in that stupid plane and fly for an hour and a half, and it'd take you 5 seconds to dump your load, and then it'd be another hour and a half back to the Galena, and they'd load you in 10 minutes, and you did this all day long. It was unbelievable. That's really a memory.
That was Bethel resident Tim Meyer sharing his memories of sanding the Yukon River in the late 1970s before breakup to reduce the likelihood of ice jams and flooding. And finally, Bethel photographer Greg Morgan II is going around town on the weekends taking pictures of people on their front porches. He's going to use those photos for a public exhibition. Morgan got the idea when he noticed people in other communities sharing their pictures during the pandemic of household members in front of their homes.
Taking pictures of people on the front porch. I said, hey, I can do that. And I mentioned it to my wife, and she said, yeah, go for it. So that's kind of how it started, kind of informal and keeping it simple and just showing the faces of Bethel through this pandemic or virus thing that we're going through.
On his first weekend out taking pictures, he went to 41 households and took over 700 frames. This week, he's editing them to get the best and also emailing the better ones back to families. On the first weekend, one of the pictures included the family pet.
they had just received a new dog. And if you look on, it's going on in Bethel right now, you can see a photo of them and their family and just the excitement they were having a dog. And, you know, especially through these times, everybody's, you know, kind of a little sad or just kind of not knowing what's going on. They just had some smiley, happy faces, which made me feel pretty good that we were doing something right.
Morgan plans to exhibit the photos at the Cultural Center when the Bethel Council on the Arts and the Kuskokwim Arts Guild holds an exhibition of art made during the pandemic. Morgan says these pictures will provide a historic document of what life was like during this time.
Words only can go so far, I think. Photo to me speaks 1,000 words. And every time you look at a photo, you can see something different. Taking photos is fun. It's contagious.
He doesn't charge people for taking their portraits. To have your household photographed, send an email to him at BethelPhotoProject@gmail.com, and he'll put you on his weekend schedule. During the week, Morgan is hunkered down taking care of his 3 young children and running his business, Midnight Sun Moving Company, which he says has not been hurt by the pandemic. There's still plenty of cargo to move and moving to be done.
As of right now, we feel pretty good. But we'll see in the future. You know, we're staying positive and just kind of holding on for the ride and controlling the things you can.
His fly fishing guiding operation is another story. No one knows what the rules will be this summer. Meanwhile, Greg Morgan is busy taking pictures of people on their front porches. Thanks for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.